Hey, what's good? Welcome to Conversationalist Corner, a podcast that explores the world of conversation. My name is Paul Larson, and I'm here with my co-host, Jacob White. Super excited to have you here, and we hope that as you listen in today, that you learn the things that enable you to have the best conversations anytime, anyplace, and with anybody. Alrighty, welcome. Well, welcome everybody to Jacob's house. Maybe Jacob should do the welcoming.
Yeah, welcome to my house. We have tried a little bit of a different thing here today. We're doing a podcast here at the home studio. We're testing it out. The lighting's probably not the best, but it wasn't the best in the podcast room either. So, but yeah, the podcast room with here at BYU is currently booked for the foreseeable future.
It was booked today. Is a Saturday.
It's a free day. We decided, hey, they have mics there. We'll try and see what we can do with some little Bluetooth mics and the home camera sitting on the couch. Maybe we'll do better. Maybe we'll do worse. If we do better, maybe we'll stick here. And
yeah. So let us know.
Yeah.
And as you can see, we're trying to be nice and fun. We got some of our favorite books as mic stands, though. Jacob's is backwards.
Yeah, mine is backwards. Maybe I'll switch mine around real quick.
Yeah. This is really fun. I don't know. Jacob's got a great house, great vibes.
Very nice and simple, small.
Nice new couch. Yeah. Actually, wait. That sounds like a
life update.
Maybe we should do a little musical for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Jacob, life updates. You got life a new update. Couch. What's else?
So there? I got a couch. The apartment that we're currently recording in is coming together quite well. We got most of the things. The walls are still bare, so we're still thinking about how to decorate it. If you have any suggestions on what you think would look good on the wall, maybe behind the couch.
Yeah. They already vetoed my picture.
Let us know. Yeah, the house is coming together. School started not this week. So today, this was the first full week of school. So we've been in school for about a week and a half, getting to the groove of homework and classes and all that good stuff. So that's been it's been a lot of fun. I started a new job. Nothing flashy, just working in a warehouse that supplies the vending machines here on campus.
He does occasionally get expired products to bring home.
Yeah, anything that's going to expire in the next couple of days.
So he just treated me to a
Yakult.
A Yakult.
If you've ever had a Yakult, they're delicious.
Imagine if you like...
take a watered-down yogurt.
Yeah, imagine if you turned water or yogurt into a juice.
And added a lot of sugar. Yeah, it's pretty yummy. But like yesterday, sharp, I took home two Cobb salads and...
Oh, really?
The other day, I brought home two Cobb salads, four things, like yogurt parfaits.
Dang.
It was good. So
you're making more than just those dining dollars.
I'm going to take home expired food.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's about my life update. I mean, just kind of also another...
You got a Utah driver's license.
I think the only other thing is I've started my research lab where, with a faculty here on BYU campus, me and a couple other undergraduate, two master's students and then a PhD student are studying biomechanics of the runners here in Utah. And so it's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah. It's kind of my bread and butter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been fun. Jacob is super excited about that. Before we move on to my life updates, Jacob, can they see you with your hat on?
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe just tilt that back a little bit.
Should I take it off? Does that look too bad? Maybe
keep it on. Just pop it up. All right. There we go.
We'll put it that way.
The dab look. There you go.
Still weird.
Hey, we're just figuring things out. As you can see, it took me a while to find like a comfortable position to be like facing the camera at the same time.
So, yeah.
We're learning.
We're learning, Paul. Yeah. We don't have headphones.
No,
so we don't get to hear ourselves talk.
It's so funny because we only hear ourselves. Like, we're not hearing each other. Like, we're not hearing ourselves talk in our ear. We're just talking.
We're just having a real conversation.
Yeah, maybe that's how it's meant to be. Having a conversation? Yeah. What
about you, Paul? What's your life update? What's new?
Nothing new. Just my new roommates moved in, so been getting to know them. That's been fun. I think the biggest thing would be that I got a climbing pass.
Ooh.
So if you start seeing me be super shredded on this podcast, you know why.
Yeah.
Paul's
been hitting really hit the gym after a how many month hiatus from the gym?
Yeah, it's been a while. Hey, no, I climbed over the summer for like 2 weeks.
That's true, for 2 weeks.
I got a 2 week pass. But yeah, so we got our passes on Tuesday, me and my girlfriend, and then it's been like 3 days since. We only missed like 1 day.
There you go.
Maybe we'll go tonight. I don't know.
Using the most of your pass.
We're making our money work for us. What's good? yeah, I'd say that's probably the biggest life update for things. I'm still working, still in school.
Yeah.
School has also started. I guess that's...
Yeah, I think that's the big thing for us, and that's kind of our topic for today is kind of related to that. School starting, so it's you're meeting a lot of new people.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we want to talk about today is the importance of how you get to know new people. And
talking about some of our experiences and the mechanics of how that works a lot of the time.
Yeah, 100%. Just like, I don't know. It's an interesting thing, and I think there's a lot of... I think it could be a more meaningful experience rather than just the way that we feel about it right now,
Totally. So that being said, you know, Jacob has had one friends and influence people, so hopefully we'll get to reference some of the stuff that we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I've got Atomic Habits. Probably won't talk about that this week, but
it's a good one.
It is also a good one. But anyway, so kind of jumping into that, getting to know new people. I guess I'll just start off. Jacob, have you gotten the chance to meet anybody or to make any friends this week, you feel like? And whether it be in class or just outside of class, I think everybody in Provo, regardless of being new to Provo or out of Provo, like, I think everybody's kind of in this transition period of life and meeting new people and whatnot. So
I think it happens every beginning of the school year, right? No matter.
Yeah, yeah.
And even like a new job or a new
yeah,
like moving to
new
places.
You've got a lot of different...
Like for me, I feel like I'm in a big... At least I've just started school again. I've just moved to a new apartment complex, and so we're meeting new neighbors. I've just moved to a new church congregation, so we're trying to navigate meeting new people there and becoming comfortable with the leaders and all that stuff. And so there's a lot of new things in a new job. So there's a lot of newness, and I think... I don't know. It's been cool to have very different experiences in all different places. Yeah. I think, yeah. So as far as like making new friends, I think I've made a couple new friends in the last couple of weeks. Notably, there's a guy in my math class, my calc class, that I've been sitting next to the last 2 days. I sat next to him. People do this awkward thing in just... I don't think it's just school. I think it's in everywhere. If there's like open seats, they'll never sit next to people. There's always has to be a seat. So what I'm kind of I'm a weirdo, and I sit next to people when there's like an open row.
Oh,
so maybe you hate that. And
watch out! Don't be in a class with Jacob. He'll sit next to you.
Yeah, I'll sit next to you because we're gonna end up sitting next to each other anyways because we're gonna be told to scoot in because the class is full every day. So I just make it a habit in all my classes to usually when I get to a class, I try to sit down next to someone. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but. It forces me to be social, and I enjoy it. Doesn't force me. I actually do enjoy it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how I met my friend named Brock. We've done kind of just calc buddies, but we both serve as...
Does he have curly hair?
No.
Oh, never mind. I know Brock has like curly hair. No. Is he shorter?
No, he's pretty tall.
Oh, never mind. Not the Brock.
Yeah. So Brock, he's my friend that I just sat next to him one day and we started talking and we found out that we both served as missionaries in the Philippines Olongapo mission. He didn't serve in Olongapo. He served in Angeles or Angeles, as you. Oh no, not Angeles. He served in another one that starts with the Antipolo. There we go.
Antipolo.
And actually, we have met. We were like at the same meeting. We had to get our visas kind of renewed 1 year into our missions, and we were kind of on the same timeline, but we never met. And we were like in the same like gathering at one point, which is crazy that we put that connection together. Because he's like, "Wait, your mission and my mission was like in this meeting together while we were waiting to get our visa stuff processed. I was like, oh yeah, I totally forgot about
that.
So it was cool. And yeah. Then after class, we both go to work like right after. And so I don't know, like on Friday, like I was going down to the RB, and one of the buildings on campus, which is down a big flight of stairs, and he was parked over by not too far from there. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to the RB, like. And so, like, we just kind of walked together. And then, like, the first day that we met, like, I just walked with him until, like, we split. So, it was just cool to meet someone new. And then, especially with the people in my...
So proud of you, Jake. Making friends.
I know. I'm making friends. I'm growing up. Yeah. And then the people in my research lab are just really cool people. We all have similar interests.
Yeah.
Bunch of track nerds. I think I might be the biggest track nerd of us all.
Yeah. So, big things coming, though.
Yeah. Big things are coming. Watch out.
Yeah, that's cool.
What about you, Paul? Had any cool experiences, good experiences, bad experiences this week? Yeah,
I think that I have also been exposed to a lot of new people. So classes, I think, is a good one. I only have 3 in-person classes.
Wow.
So
yeah,
I don't really
not
have
that much.
Like the chance to... So I have 3 in-person classes. I'm not meeting a ton of people, but in each of those classes, I have solidified the people I talk to. my school friends, what I might call them.
School friends.
And I was thinking about one of them today. In my sociology class, I sat next to this girl, and I was like late for that class. I don't remember what was going on. Yeah, I was late for class that day. So like class was already rolling. Like we weren't... I don't know. It is hard to talk to people. We do not encourage getting to know people while the professor or the TAs are speaking.
Yeah, I agree, but...
but yeah. Anyway, so like I rolled up, did not have any chance to like start talking to people. It was just a messy day at work, so I was late. But then later on that class, like we kind of hit a dead period where like the TAs were speaking, but it was boring and useless. So what do? I actually looked up some information about the climbing paths.
Oh, that's cool.
And she was like, yo, like, dude, she was just, because we have these humongous freaking computers in front of us, and this is like a computer lab that we have class in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so like she saw it right front and center of my screen, and she's like, yo, like, do you climb?
She was screen peeking.
Yeah, she was screen peeking. And she was like, yo, do you climb? And I was like, yeah, like, I was climbing at Momentum over the summer, and then been looking for opportunities to climb here in Provo. And she was like, no way, like, you should definitely go for it. Like, they got their deal going on there, and I'm like there 4 days a week. And so that was like a cool introduction for, like, we just kind of connected on that point, and we talked about it for a little bit. But like one thing that I kind of noticed, I've got a couple of thoughts bouncing around, and we're not like super organized with our thoughts today, but there's a couple of things that I've been thinking about from these type of interactions with that one, and then also in my physiology class, we are forced to be in groups. Like, have to be in a group of 5 for study group.
Interesting.
And like just
like a study group, you have to have
study group. So that class is, you watch the lectures outside of class, and you come in and do a study class, study group inside of class.
Interesting. So there's no lecture,
right? And there is a lecture, but it's pre-recorded, and you watch.
Okay. Yeah,
class.
Yeah.
But literally, like, class, it's like, I have 2 hours blocked out on Tuesday, Thursdays every morning for this class. It takes like 45 minutes. But anyways, just was sitting next to some dudes, and I was like, hey, like, I need a study group. Can I join yours? And then another dude joined in. And so, yeah, boom. We have our study group again. Just being in that, first I started talking about, you know, physiology, and then as normal conversations usually do, branched out to others, start to get to know them. So that was fun. And then in my chem class, I think I also got to meet couple new people just as we're trying to figure out how to do chemistry, and we're asking each other questions.
Yeah.
And also I had a friend from an earlier class that was in that one, and then I got to know his friend that was with him. So yeah, a lot of different opportunities in school. And one thing that I was thinking about is, I'll start with this one first, is a lot of times the people that we meet are low-key, like our ability to meet people is not limited to, but it is highly impacted by our circumstances.
100%, yes, I agree.
And I saw that really in in the fact that, like, for example, my physiology class, like, we were forced to, right?
Yeah.
And then in my sociology class, it was limited because it's a lecture, right? You're not able to talk to other people.
Yeah.
And so that limited me at the beginning and actually handicapped me in a way that, you know, didn't, like, keep me from, but it kept me from essentially talking to people around me.
Yeah.
And if you're not talking to people,
because there's a lecture going on.
Right. There's a lecture going on. And if you can't talk, you shouldn't talk during a lecture. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do. You shouldn't talk during a lecture. So therefore you're not going to meet people. And I was just really lucky in that case that my friend in that class, she was willing to talk to me during this downtime while we were kind of grinding on our own things and the TAs were babbling. So I don't know. I think that's really interesting that, like, it's something that I think that not to, like, get stuck on, but to recognize that, like, our circumstances dictate who we can't talk to.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm just curious, Jacob, like, well, how do you feel? Do you feel like you've had a similar experience with that? Or am I just like, am I just kind of being, like, radical or making excuses or something with that?
No, I think a lot of the time that, like, I've had some similar experiences this week. Like, I roll up to class, like, I don't know, 3 minutes early because I'm coming from another class. And I start talking to the person next to me, and then the lecture starts, and you're, like, in the middle of a conversation. And, like, you're just kind of, like, trying to go below, like, service level.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of been a goal of mine this week, is, like, when I'm starting to have these conversations, I don't want to just, like, ask, like, the same questions that I've been asked this whole week. Because it's a lot of, like, with our circumstances right now, with being in college, it's, what's your name, where are you from, what's your major, and that's about it. Like, I've been asked those four questions, and then they go back to doing their own thing. It's like, why'd you even ask? But I think beyond just being in a lecture hall or being in school, I think just being, like, being at BYU, we are very limited to the type of people or the people that we're going to be talking to or being able to meet.
Yeah.
Just even, like, the demographics of the people around us and not being able to kind of branch out our social circles beyond the people here.
Yeah.
Because this is our circumstances right now. We go to these classes with these people, and those are the people we're probably going to be around the most consistently,
the people
besides
we're interacting with,
our roommates or our close friends.
Yeah.
And so we're going to probably see them. Like, I've seen some people in my class more than I have seen Paul this week. Because we're just, that's the circumstances. It is sad, really sad. But yeah, I think circumstances are interesting based on, like, who we can meet. Because if we can't just do whatever we want every day, we got to do
so
life.
I think the one thing that, as you were speaking, is I really liked what you mentioned about coming to class early.
Yeah,
your circumstances dictate your ability to conversate with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Period. All right. But that does not mean that you can't control your circumstances.
Yeah.
And I think that you arriving to class early is a great example of that. You know, if you feel like you're not meeting anybody in your class, well, maybe it's because you're showing up before, right as or after the lecture starts.
Yeah.
So everyone's locked in, right? So maybe what you need to do is you need to change your circumstances.
Yeah.
And you need to arrive at class early, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say that you... what are some other circumstances?
I don't know. Examples? Like a specific example, like with me and this friend I made in my calc class this week, was like, we talked like probably like very surface level during class.
Yeah.
And like kind of like worked on like some math problems together. But I think what was the cool part and what I was very controlled was as we were walking out class, like you get out of a big lecture hall, it takes a minute to get out the door.
Yeah.
And I've had many times, and I'm sure you have too, the person you're sitting next to, you kind of walk out of the lecture hall, and then you intentionally go the other way.
Yeah.
Or you're
trying to gauge.
Like,
where
are they going right? Are they going left? Like, I'm going to go the opposite way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like, or like, I'm going to stick behind and like say bye, like I'm packing up my bag longer or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to pretend that like,
yeah,
on my phone. That I need
so
check.
I think... He and I, we just started talking as we were walking down like the stairs of the lecture hall towards the door. And then we walked down the stairs together and we're still talking. And I was like, well, we're having a cool conversation right now. I'm not going to just like go.
Okay, then.
Like I had to go north, but he was going south.
Yeah.
I didn't have a class after, so I had a little bit of a buffer period. So I just walked south with him. Yeah. Like, this dude's cool. I think it's going to be worth my time investing in this conversation, in this relationship, even if it's just to have someone, a friend in my math class. And so I think that's like very much controlling your circumstances. Like, if you have some time and you're having a conversation with someone, and even if it is still service level, but if you have some time just to talk with someone and walk with them, I think that's very like something that like take the time to do that. Cause it would have been very easy for me to go the other way. Cause ever since I met him, I've gone down the set of stairs right next to the lecture hall. But usually I go down the hall and then go down the stairs.
Yeah.
Because it just makes more sense for where I'm trying to go.
Right.
But why not take a little bit of time just to have a conversation with this guy? Because he's cool. And I think it's worth investing in a new relationship right now.
Totally.
Because who doesn't want more friends?
Right. Well, and I think that even what you mentioned about like sitting next to people, like that's a big one. Like you might think, well, why don't I have any friends in this class? And then you sit down in a spot that has like two open seats on each side.
Yeah. Right? Like no one's around you.
No one's around you. You're not setting yourself up.
And you're sitting
success.
On your phone on Instagram before lecture starts.
Right, right. Like, come on, man. Circumstances.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's a great place to start, is to kind of think about the first requirement for meeting new people and building those relationships is putting yourself in the right place and setting
being
up your circumstances.
Intentional.
Yeah, being intentional with your circumstances, controlling your circumstances.
Yeah.
So you set yourself up for success. But now let's kind of like, let's say you've done what Jacob did. You went to class early. You sat down next to someone.
You're
walked
trying
with them,
hard to make
right?
friends or meet
so
people.
Then this goes into like, well, how do you... This you might not even be talking to them at this point.
Yeah.
You're just in...
The right spot.
In range, right? You are in that physical space to have a conversation. And I think a big part that comes next is actually noticing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in my story, my friend in my sociology class, she noticed that I was looking at climbing paths.
And I think that's interesting because for some people, the mental battle that would go on, like, oh, he's looking at climbing stuff. I like climbing. We could talk about that. But some people like might think, a thought process could be, oh, it's weird that I'm looking at his computer. He's going to think I'm a creep.
Yeah.
Or I'm like a weirdo. Yeah. Or like, I think we psych ourselves out sometimes of just like, I think the initial inertia just to start a conversation is the hard part.
Right. But that's, so I think that, yeah. So set yourself up for success, but then notice things about other people. And I think that this is something that we talked about when influence and influence people, but like, if you notice something about someone, it doesn't matter what type of person they're, introvert, extrovert, friendly, non-friendly. Like if you notice something about them and mention it, they're going to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Or am I like...
No, what? You're right. This week, I have this soccer jersey from the Bayern Munich team.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he doesn't watch soccer.
I don't watch soccer. Like, I'm a casual...
Do you even know where that...
Yes. I've been to Munich.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so I got it while I was there. And so, like, I like soccer. It's a cool sport. I loved soccer growing up. I'm, like, a casual fan. I'm, like, the kind of fan that will, like, watch the World Cup and that's about it.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Hey, who has it? You have a soccer jersey. That you're that type of fan.
Yeah, like I have one. It's cool, but like I don't like follow the Premier League, and so like I've worn a soccer jersey like two or three times since school started, and like every day I wear it. I'm like, people come to me like, oh, do you follow the Premier League? And I was like, I'm like a casual fan. They're like, oh, who's your best team on Bayern Munich? I'm like, I don't even know a single player on the team. So I'm like, oh, I just think it's a cool team.
I know Messi.
I'm like, is Messi, like, he's a soccer player, right? I think he plays in Miami now. Like, where's Ronaldo? Is he even still play? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know much about soccer, but like every day
feel fine to flame Jacob in the comments about
soccer.
Yeah,
flame me for not knowing anything about soccer and wearing a soccer jersey. But it has been a really good conversation starter.
Yeah.
Because like my professor, he's from Germany. He's like, oh, like, do you like, I'm like, oh gosh, I got to stop wearing this shirt. I'm getting all these questions.
I don't even know if I've seen this shirt.
No, I haven't. I didn't bring it to school last year.
Okay.
I left it. But it's a nice jersey.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's like things like that. It's like super simple, like someone's shirt. And it will, it's an easy conversation starter. Yeah. Sometimes it's a non-starter, like with me, because I'm incompetent with soccer, but like,
well,
for the most part, it probably would be a good conversation.
Totally. And I think that, so once you are in the right circumstances, you have to start the conversation.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that obviously, you know, okay, I'm just going to disclaimer,
you know, this is kind of advanced stuff that we're talking about, noticing things. Hopefully it's not too advanced, but you can always just hit someone with a, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
How's your day been? And we'll get more into that.
Those
work, right?
I feel like asking these questions kind of skip a step.
Right. It just makes it more, it catches their attention,
uh-huh.
Right? If you want to have a conversation that
makes
is
them
truly
feel
engaged,
seen.
Like the other day, I was walking to Maddie's apartment, and a girl stops me, and she's like, bro, has anyone ever told you you look like Paul Mescal? And I was like, no, not this again, because Maddie thinks that I look like this dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a... We'll search him up real quick. But it was like this funny, out of the blue thing. Like, she just like literally stopped me and was like, yeah, hey, like, not to be weird or anything, but like, you totally look like this dude. And then...
Interesting.
And then Maddie like freaked out. She's like, oh my goodness, I've been telling them that for months.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, my name's actually Paul. So fun fact about that. But yeah, then we like sat and talked to her for like 7 minutes. That's this dude.
I mean, a little bit, but it's pretty far.
It's pretty far. I have a skinnier face, but
yeah, he has a rounder face than you do, and he has dark hair, darker
hair. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's
I don't know. Maybe like back in the day. Yeah.
Anyways. So yeah, another thing where like people just noticed, right?
Yeah, just simple
but
stuff.
Like, if you're gonna try to get to know someone, you have to notice them, right?
Yeah.
It could be whether or not they climb. It could be the clothes that they wear. It could be how they look, right?
Yeah.
It could be, you know, even if you're eavesdropping, like, people don't really care when
just
you're in college. I'd be like, oh my goodness, like, hey, I heard you were talking about this. Like, are you interested in that? Right?
Yeah.
Super duper easy. Yeah. Like,
it might seem weird for like a minute.
But if you
don't forget about it.
Like, so here's the thing. Hey, what's up? How are you? How's your day been? Are great conversation starters. But that is a very limited conversation. The only way that you can maintain a conversation is that their answer
is in depth,
or it provides you space to ask more follow-up questions, right?
Like, and it usually doesn't.
Like, right. Usually people are like, oh, I can find, like, busy with classes, right? You can ask basic questions like, what classes are you taking, stuff like that.
It just takes a little bit more prying.
Right. The icebreaker is not a conversation starter at that point. Like,
not really, no.
It's an attention getter. But it is not in itself a conversation to be had. Meanwhile, if you notice a specific thing about someone, not only is it that hook, it is also the conversation in and of itself. So like you said, it kind of skips that step. Where if I wanted to get to know Jacob, I was like, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm just busy with school and stuff like that.
Nice.
Are you in school?
Yeah, I'm busy too at school.
Right. I have to be looking. You have to work for that. And this is not bad. This is not bad.
Not bad.
This is great. If you're doing this, amen.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Keep doing it.
Right? But you're going to have
to work a little bit harder.
Work a little bit harder.
To the point.
And you'll have to find the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you have to find the connection. You have the conversation,
yeah.
But maybe not the connection. But if you notice something about someone, you're going to have the connection and the conversation at the same time. I guess that's maybe what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And people that I've seen, like, I can't think of like a specific example right now, but like people that I have like interacted with that are like some of the best, like just talkers.
No.
They always ask like the most like random questions at the beginning.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I can't think of like, but like, oh, you like Eddie Bauer? Me too. That's like such a great brand. Like, imagine if someone came up to you that, like, I'm wearing Eddie Bauer shorts right now. And I was like, oh, no way. I love Eddie Bauer pants. Those are like so comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, kind of out of the blue, kind of weird, random. Like, but like, that would be, I would love to talk about, like, that would probably lead to a lot more than just saying, like, hey, how's it going?
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned like shirts and being like a poser. But because I get asked with this shirt that I'm wearing, people ask me if I surf all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, my grandpa was just a beach bum. So, like, to honor him, I wear beach bum clothes. But that's a conversation.
That's a conversation. That's
and I've connected and I've shared with them, right? It's funny. But, like, it's funny because I'm like, nah, like, sorry, I don't surf. But, like, if I'm truly, like, sometimes I'm not going to lie. If I'm, like some dude would ask me, like, today I lead a service organization.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So some dude asked me, like, literally right whenever I was about to do something. So I had to be like, sorry, like, nah, like, I don't work, like, I don't surf, like, sorry. And then I had to move on. not his fault, just poor circumstances.
Yeah,
right? Circumstances. Usually if people ask, like, oh, do you surf? I'm like, no, like, I would love to surf, but, like, pretty much, like, my grandpa was just a big beach guy, and so I have just inherited beach gear.
Yeah.
From him, right? But then that's, like, I don't know, that's cool.
That's something.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, circumstances and then noticing people are I think, advanced. We'll say these are advanced topics. Advanced getting to know you. That's what we'll call
get
this
to
podcast
know you episode. Advanced right? edition.
Advanced edition. So after you have your, after you have the circumstances, after you get their attention and notice something about them,
ask interesting questions. That's what I would
ask
say.
Interesting questions. And you know what I was thinking about today, actually, is I don't even feel like, I feel like you can spice up any question by just adding interesting words.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, one that I just wrote down is, like, what is something special going on in your life?
Instead of saying,
like, oh, what's up? Like, what's going on?
What are you up to?
And how's your week been?
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, like, what's something special going on right now?
That's really good.
Yeah. Like, I think that there are words. And I think that you have the power to set the tone. You know, obviously, I think we're going to spend a day sometime in the future to talk about body language and tone.
Yeah.
And how those are super important in having conversations. But word choice would also be a super interesting topic that we're just going to talk about briefly. But ask questions that have just, like, I don't know if it's the connotation, the denotation, but that there's just that they are positive words, right?
Mm.
Like, for example, special, that is a positive word. Another one is,
like, it brings light to a sentence.
Right. Or happy. That's another good word. I love to ask people, well, what are you happy about?
Yeah.
You know, like, especially, you know, if someone seems like a good male and be like, oh my goodness, like, what's making you so happy? Like,
yeah.
Why are you so, like,
what's got you smiling? What's got like you smiling?
Right. That one might be a little bit.
Yeah,
that's for your buddies.
Yeah.
You know, that's for the friends. But literally, like, if you see someone be like, hey man, like, you seem super, like, happy. What's
yeah.
You know, what's got you being happy right now?
Like, I want to be happy. Why are you happy?
Right. Like, and those are just two questions that I thought about as we were preparing for this podcast. But, like, I am never going to be upset if someone asks me those questions.
No, I mean, I'd love to be asked that. Like, if I'm smiling,
it's a compliment in and of itself.
It's like, you're complimenting and asking me an interesting
right.
question.
You think I'm happy? Okay, that's another one. If you're asking what's something special in your life, you're assuming that I've got special things going on in my life.
Yeah, you think
very
I'm
bold
just not
assumption.
A boring...
Right.
Yeah. Because most people think their life's pretty boring, but there probably is something special going on in your life that you don't
right.
realize.
Like, if I were... And, you know, they might not have the... It's not a super common question, so they might not have
an answer right away. Give them time to think.
But, like, imagine, so Jacob and I had a conversation the other day about some of his big goals and dreams
yeah.
for the future. And, like, what if I was just like, you know what, Jacob, like, what's special for you right now? Like, what's special going on in your life? And if you got that chance to share with me,
yeah,
that would be super cool for someone that, you know, I know briefly. These are questions that you don't
yeah.
need to know someone for very long to ask.
It's not like I feel like a lot of the times with conversations and getting to know people, we kind of set up like this imaginary box. And like, if I'm trying to get to
we
know
hate
someone,
boxes here, by the way.
Yeah, boxes
unless
are
they're
not
for
good.
Like packing.
Yeah, even then I kind of hate boxes. Anyways, I feel like within like getting to know people, there's a box, and like we feel very like if you step outside the box, you're kind of like. Weird
crazy,
or kind of
exactly.
crazy or like
that
yo,
one
we
super
just
talkative
met
lovely person
like okay you think I'm super talkative so what I like talking I'm a yapper bro that's yeah. why I have a podcast to
D1 yapper over here
D1 yapper yeah so I think like I don't know just like eradicate like get rid of the box
yeah.
there's no bad questions when I mean obviously don't go up to someone and ask like
well so okay devil's advocate here
okay let's hear
I think there are some things that might be weird to ask about
okay I agree
right
I think there are some things like if you go up and say like the other day I was sitting on the bus and there's this girl she looks like she's on the verge of tears and so like I felt really bad for her but I didn't want to go up to her and be like hey you look pretty rough like do you need some help like it could have come out good, but like,
luckily here in Provo, you could be like, I felt like I needed to ask you if you're being all right.
Yeah, like, I didn't do anything because I got off the bus right as I noticed her, but
notice. That's one of the keywords for today.
Yeah, notice people. But yeah, like, I agree. There are some things.
There are some things. And I think that you, like, obviously, we can't teach intuition, if that makes sense. Like,
it has to be.
Yeah, learned. Like, don't be, like, asking a bunch of ask discombobulated questions. That's much more better than, like, asking them questions at all.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that you probably don't want to just be like, oh, like, you know, like, so what was your high school mascot? It's probably not the type of question. Like,
one-worders.
Right. Like, one-worders. Don't ask one-worders. Don't ask, like, irrelevant questions. Like, I would say, my personal opinion, stick to stuff that's relatively relevant.
Yeah.
Right? Or that you can, or things that are generally important to people, like family.
Yeah. Or things that seem important. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's circumstantial, again. But I think that intuition of knowing what questions to ask, how to ask good questions, I think it comes with, I think a couple of things for me that, like, as far as, like, good questions is number one. I think number one in all of this is just being intentional with your actions. But I also think reading, for some reason, for me, has just, like, made me ask better questions. And I think it's just, like, learning. I kind of read boxes that are, books that are within a certain box. Like, I don't know, like the self-help books. But I feel like those books a lot. And yeah, I mean, look at the two books in our hands. And so, like, a lot of the questions that I, like, a lot of the thought behind, like, asking good questions and meaningful questions and being able to do that as, like, a skill that I think I'm pretty decent at now is I feel like it's come from reading.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it just exposes you to a lot more.
It's like advanced 2.0 right there.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think being able to ask intelligent questions to people, as like follow-up questions or just to keep someone talking, like it talks about in this book. We talked about it briefly last time, like where being genuinely interested in asking good questions, like Dale Carnegie's example in one of his chapters was he was talking to a botanist, knew nothing about botany, but just had the guy yapping for hours.
Yeah.
And that guy really enjoyed his conversation with him. But it was just because he showed interest and asked interesting questions. Yeah. So,
yeah. So I definitely agree. I think that kind of, I think we'll probably start wrapping things up.
Yeah.
But, so we had, you know, set yourself up for success, you know, control your circumstances and whether or not you can meet people, notice things about people and catch their attention using those things you notice and then ask questions. I think ask questions, we can put like an A and a B, you know, 1, 2, 3, and then A and B. And the letter A would be
number A.
Like, use positive words. Like, you can take pretty much any basic sort of question and just elevate it instantly.
Don't use how's your day. Use what's made your day special.
Yeah. What's made your day today? Or what's been making you happy, right? Like, oh, like, what's the best thing that's happened to you today?
And that usually leads to a good story.
Yeah, right? Here's the thing. You also got to help them out. People don't always know what to talk about, so give them the chance.
Yeah.
Which is that, honestly, we could give a whole podcast episode
keep
on.
Keep talking for another hour,
probably. Yeah, I know. We're already probably running. We don't know what time it is or how
long
it's
been. I have no long how we've been talking.
But, so 3A is use positive, bright words that help people feel happy and help them talking about good things.
Yeah.
And then B would just be a quick anecdotal reading helps.
Read.
Yeah, read books on a lot
or just engage in more conversations.
Yeah.
Either of those.
B would be do your research. Your research on what questions work well and what don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of meeting people that we still have left to do. So we'll probably keep talking about it.
We're near perfect at it.
We're going to be meeting people for the rest of our lives. Definitely a lot this semester.
Yep.
And I'm sure you guys will too. So we hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. I don't know if you have anything to add to
it. I don't know. Nothing really. Sorry. It's been a little bit chaotic, it seems. But yeah. We hope we brought some value to you guys' lives today and how to become a better conversationalist. And we really appreciate you guys listening. Yeah, we'll see you on the next episode.
All right. Thank you so much. See ya.
Peace.
That was gas.
39 minutes.